From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, an explainer of Al-Shabaab, the militant group that's claimed responsibility for the Kenya Mall attack.
But first to the latest from Nairobi, where the government says it has now regained control of all floors inside the Westgate shopping mall that was attacked by militants on Saturday. Despite that, sporadic gunfire still being heard from inside the mall as authorities engage in what they're calling a sanitizing operation to clear out militants who may still be hiding inside. Witnesses say the attackers arrived at the mall around lunchtime on Saturday, throwing hand grenades and firing on civilians as they entered the crowded mall. They have killed at least 62 people and wounded at least 175 others. NPR's Gregory Warner joins us with the latest from Nairobi. Gregory, first of all, where are you and what do you know about what's going on at the mall right now?
Sure, Jeremy. I'm about 300 feet from the mall. It's as close as we can get now because they've been pushing journalists and onlookers and people with family members inside further and further away. They say it's because they're afraid of some kind of suicide attack, some sort of secondary suicide attack. Where I'm looking, look, I mean, dusk has now fallen in Nairobi, so I can't see much. But just before dusk fell, there were plumes of black smoke coming from Westgate Mall. The interior minister said that was the terrorists burning mattresses to try to distract the attack, the siege, and the defense operation. There have been helicopters streaming or flying in all day. As for what's happening inside the mall, unfortunately, I don't have as much information there, because what we know is there were 10 to 15 terrorists. Three have been killed, two wounded. That's all according to the interior minister. They're engaged in this sanitizing operation, as you said. But, you know, the details of the security mission are absolutely secret. They are conceivably, besides trying to hunt down terrorists, also trying to find people who are still trapped inside. That's the open question, whether there are still people, whether they're hostages, and what's their condition.
Well, do we have any sense at this point of how many people might still be inside, both hostages and attackers?
Well, you know, that's been a shifting... Well, certainly attackers, we know. We have a better sense that it was 10 to 15, three killed. You can do the math. If that works out, it's at least rough. As for the number of hostages, the Kenyan government has been very closed mouth on hostages for one reason. They say that any talk about hostages puts people in danger. In fact, they've warned people with family members still inside, keep in touch with them, keep them, you know, psychologically healthy, but don't let any information about them go to, say, the press, because if they get any names, any country affiliation, the terrorists could conceivably use that to hunt people down, to interrogate them, to break them. They want to keep hostages questioned completely secret. Now, what I know is yesterday from a U.S. official told me in secrecy that there were about three dozen hostages.
Let me ask about this mall. I know that you had tweeted over the weekend that you had been to this mall many times as a resident of Nairobi. Tell us about why this might have been a target for attack.
Sure. I mean, one thing that it struck me as we were talking about malls, we've been talking about malls a lot these last three days, is that the U.S. conception of a mall is a little bit different. I mean, you know, you go to the mall to pick up, a screwdriver or whatever. It's about convenience. Here, a mall is really more about security. It's about safety. So it's not a city where the public, where there's much safety on the streets. Certainly a kind of certain level of retail establishment that aims itself toward the middle or upper class tends to, you tend to find those kind of retail establishments in these enclosed malls with some light security. They scan your car when you come in with that little undercarriage thing. And when you're inside, the whole idea of a mall like this is that you get a kind of respite from the chaos outside. Mm. It's a place you can grab a cappuccino, take your kid to the playground, see a movie. That's why this kind of attack is so intense, because it hit us in the very place that we felt most safe.
That's NPR's Gregory Warner joining us from Nairobi, Kenya.